Is it Mrs. Thatcher's new brain drain? I mean, not the opposite of brain drain.
Yes, I mean...
brains come in to the country.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what you call that.
Well, you call it brains coming into the country, yes, I suppose. It is, you're absolutely right, but could you give me his name?
His name is Professor something Walters.
Absolutely so, Alan Walters.
And he's going to get 50,000 a year to put things to rights.
To enable him to buy a council house.
Quite right, quite
what
right.
What worries me about him is if he's so good, why isn't he staying in America?
Perhaps he knows something that we don't know. Reporting that he did not know the exact details of his job, Professor Walters said,
I shall do as I'm told.
He's learning fast. And we move swiftly on to Stan McMurtry and ask, who wants you to have a happier new year than your boss?
Oh, this is a royal question.
It is.
The royals were out shooting pheasants and journalists over the weekend, and apparently Prince Charles said to all the assembled journalists, I wish you all a happy new year, and I wish your editors a very nasty new year.
Yes. I don't think any of us could improve on that. Well, let's turn to Anne Leslie now and ask, whose knowledge helped him to begin the week in a new seat?
Oh, yes. This is the chap who... I can't understand why, because I can never find taxis when I want them, that he's an unemployed taxi driver who won Mastermind,
right,
and who's been taken on to start the week to do interviews. And the knowledge is what taxi drivers need to know to try and get lost 8 times round the block coming to my house and charging a great deal of money for it. But anyway, as I say, I don't know why he's an unemployed taxi driver, because I can't get taxis when I want them. Fred Housegoe.
Fred Housegoe is the answer. You get 2 marks, well answered. Asked how he found his first visit to Broadcasting House, Mr. Housegoe said,
well, I took a right off Oxford Street, went up Portland Place to the
lodge. All right. Our last question in round one goes, as ever, to Alan Corran. But first, here's some sporting music.
Oh, he's fit, oh, crazy, he's fit, oh, man. And a fit boy, it has rocked him all the wee bit since he hadn't. It would take a dozen skivvies, his clays to wash and scrub, since the job became a member of that terrible fit
boy. Well, Alan, why are the Scots mad about the English?
Well, since we have a Scots producer on this programme, who is not allowed to carry drink into the studio... So there's no other reason to explain exactly why this programme is the way it is. I think it must have something to do with the fact that Scots children, which is anybody under the age of 80, is not going to be allowed to drink at football matches. They cannot take booze into the grounds any longer.
Well, yes, that's part of it. There's a little more than that.
Oh.
That's why they don't like the English.
Is it because the international is going to have to take place in a glass room surrounded by barbed wire electrified fences? That's another decree. Is it about football and booze?
It's all about...
There's nothing else in Scotland, is there? What else could it be about?
I don't know how to react to that. Anyway, it's because of a ban imposed by the English Football Association, which forbids the sale of tickets in Scotland for the match between England and Scotland next May. The Scottish division of the National Federation of Supporters Clubs has complained to the Commission for Racial Equality. And at the end of the first round, everybody has exactly the same, two all, two all, two all, two all. Well done. And round two starts with this announcement in Mountain World, sent to us by Mr. F.E. Bates.
The government proposes to legislate during the next few months to enable farmers throughout the country to graze bulls in fields containing public baths.
And so to an equally cleansing question for you, Richard Ingrams. Who's floored by the shine that polishes off their pay?
Ah, I'm getting paranormal thought waves again. From my colleague on my left. This is to do with school cleaners.
It is.
Who are demanding more money.
No,
for
it
cleaning
isn't.
People's shoes.